Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here today. Before we start, we'd like to introduce the Politecnico di Milano Student Research Team.
Giacomo Saibene,
Francesca Claudio,
Nicola Rolando,
Stefano Viganò,
and Anna Belli. Let's start with a brief introduction to the company. Piaggio is the largest European producer of two-wheel motor vehicles and light commercial vehicles. Vespa and Ape are among its iconic brands. During the successful turnaround in mid-2000, Piaggio expanded its product portfolio by acquiring other brands such as Aprilia and Moto Guzzi. The group's strategy focuses on premiumization, pursuant to the levers reported in the slide. The company also focuses on internationalization, building plants in India and Vietnam. The company recently reported its 2010 results. Numbers were slightly below guidelines, but underlying trends were positive. Revenues reached 1.5 billion euros. Sales in Europe were weaker than expected, mainly because of the end of scrapping incentives. Regardless of that, 2011 is showing positive sales trends, which reinforce our view that the European market has bottomed out. Furthermore, sales in India and Vietnam beat all the expectations and now account for 35% of total revenues. EPS was in line with 2009 as efficiency improvements and financial savings were offset by one-off fiscal items and higher material costs. Based on our fundamental analysis, we see value in the stock. We rate Piaggio with a buy and a new target price of 2.8 euros, 16% above the current stock price.
Three key drivers support our investment thesis. First, Piaggio's launch of new products in India. Second, its expansion in Southeastern Asia. And third, consolidation in Europe. Looking at India in detail, Piaggio has announced it will enter the two-wheel market by 2012, where it aims to sell 75,000 Vespa and reach 1% share by 2013. We expect limited margin pressure, as this growth would come from a low base. The group is also set to expand its light commercial vehicle product line. In India, this segment is huge, with about 1 million vehicles sold in 2010 and 8% year-over-year expected growth. Piaggio has 25% in this market, and here you can see the main competitive drivers. This sector's main trend is the shift from three-wheel to four-wheel vehicles. Piaggio has 40% share in the three-wheel market, while it remains a small player in the four-wheel one. Despite the recent entering of Nissan and soon General Motors, Piaggio's four-wheel vehicles are doing well. In 2010, the company exceeded sales guidance and reached 4% share. In Southeastern Asia, Piaggio has shown its ability to execute well. The launch of Vespa in Vietnam has been so successful that the Hanoi plan was paid back in just 1 year. Piaggio aims to continue this success by introducing new middle-range products in Vietnam to be sold also in Indonesia, Thailand, and other ASEAN countries. Finally, Europe. With 20% share and more than 330,000 vehicles sold in 2010, is Piaggio's biggest market. The main competitive drivers are summarized in this slide. Besides, Piaggio is strengthening its lead in the eco-friendly segment with pure electric and hybrid vehicles. Also, we expect the company to increase margins thanks to the improvement of its global sourcing position, production plant rationalization, and synergies in the distribution network.
Let's look at the financial highlights. As a consequence of the strategy outlined, we expect a 7.6% top-line CAGR over the next 3 years. Growth is mainly fueled by product expansion in emerging markets, where we expect revenues to exceed the 40% of total revenues by 2013. As for margins, we expect a 160 basis point increase in EBITDA margin, primarily driven by changes in geographical mix and efficiency improvements in European operation. It is important to note that EBITDA margin from Asia is around 20%, more than the double the EBITDA margin from Europe. Down to the bottom line, we expect a 24.3% EPS CAGR over the next 3 years and a healthy operating cash generation of more than 530 million euros that will be mainly used to finance a 310 million capex plan. The balance sheet is healthy, current ratio and solvency ratio are at safe levels and expected to improve. The company will deleverage from 1.2 times to 0.8 times by 2013. Nevertheless, on a wake of margins expansion, we expect ROE to improve from 9.7% to 15.3%. Moving to Piaggio's valuation, we applied a discounted cash flow and a multiple analysis. Our DCF is based on a sum-of-the-parts approach that values Europe and America, India, and Southeastern Asia separately. We believe this is a reasonable approach since mature markets and emerging markets have very different levels of growth, risk, and margins. As for a mature market, we adopted a classic two-stage model, while for emerging markets, we introduced also a convergence stage in order to better model their expected growth pattern. Our DCF highlights that mature markets are, at the moment, the cash cow of the company, but the majority of value comes from emerging markets. In fact, Vietnamese operations are still small, but their growth outlook is outstanding and their tax rate is low. On the converse, India has a high foreign corporate tax rate, but size and growth combined make it the biggest source of value for Piaggio. Our DCF values Piaggio €2.90, and the geographical decomposition of value is reported in the slide.
Looking now at our multiple analysis. The Asian business of Piaggio, consisting of the Vietnamese and the Indian operation, can be compared to the following Indian peers: Hero Honda, Mahindra & Mahindra, Bajaj, and Tata Motors. In fact, their sales growth rates and EBITDA margin are very similar, as you can see in this chart. Using the median EV on EBITDA multiple, we obtain a value of approximately €1.1 billion. Taking into account the fact that the value of a subsidiary company must be slightly discounted in respect to the value of a standalone company, this price confirms our DCF valuation of nearly €1 billion. Instead, while looking at the whole Piaggio Group, we notice an absence of truly comparable companies, since most of its current listed peers have different sales growth rates, EBITDA margin, geographical exposure, and business exposure. In line with this view, we chose a different approach, defining two multiples. One for the emerging market businesses, approximated by the median EV on EBITDA of the Indian companies, and equal to 9.3 times. And another for the developed market businesses, extrapolated by the market multiples of the globally exposed companies, and equal to 4.4 times. By applying these two measures to Piaggio's financial, we obtain a target price of €2.62. In order to derive our year-end target price, we computed the weighted average of the two target prices obtained before, resulting in €2.80. We assign a lower weight to the multiple analysis because we believe the DCF analysis is more reliable, and the absence of easily comparable companies makes the multiple analysis more uncertain.
Let's now focus on the risks that could affect our target price. We classify the risks on the basis of their likelihood and their impact on our estimates. You can see the most relevant ones in the top right section of the matrix. 3 out of 5 of these risks come from Asia. They are, first, unsuccessful product launches that could undermine Piaggio's strategy of product line expansion. Second, stronger competition, as the entry of Nissan and General Motors in the Indian light commercial vehicles market could undermine Piaggio's margins. And third, exchange rate risk, as 40% of Piaggio's total sales are expected to come from countries outside Europe. The other two relevant risks are GDP growth rates that could have an impact on Piaggio's top line and margins, and increase in energy, raw materials, and component costs, as they account for the 59% of Piaggio's total costs. We would like to highlight how Piaggio's policies of corporate governance and corporate social responsibility serve to mitigate these risks. To quantify the impact of these risks on our target price, we performed a Monte Carlo simulation. This approach has the advantage that, instead of considering the impact of each risk separately, it combines the effect of all risks on our estimates. The results of the simulation show that, with 80% probability, our target price will fall between €2.70 and €2.90. Moreover, by decomposing the standard deviation by geographical area, we observe that the 74% of the total volatility comes from Asia, making it the greatest challenge for Piaggio. That said, we believe the rewards of operating in Asia outweigh the risks. That's the end of the presentation. Thank you for your attention. We'll be pleased to take any questions you may have.